My name's Taylor. I'm 12 years old from Tamworth, Gomeroi Country. My store name is Taylor's Yulawiri Creations. Yulawiri means rainbow in Gomeroi.
And can you tell us how long you've been doing your business for?
For about just over a year. I started at a JobLink Plus competition, and I came second place and won $100, and then it just turned into all this. I do it all myself. I chose the name Yulawiri because I do lots of bright Aboriginal art. Probably the biggest piece that I've done has took around a couple hours, maybe more than 5 hours, and the small pieces can take less than a minute sometimes.
And is this the first time that you've had a stall at the Knockout?
Yes, this is the first time I've had a stall at the Knockout. It's been very busy, it's been fun, yeah. We do the Naidoc markets and the Peel Street markets monthly.
And where else can people find like your designs and your artwork?
You can find it on Facebook, Instagram or email.
So my name's Jodie. I'm Hayla's mum. She's been on this journey with her art, I'd say, for about 18 months. I get to do all the other bits that might not always be mentioned. So I do some hot gluing. I often do base paints on backgrounds. I do posting. I run around the town varnishing. I often like deal with a lot of messages because she gets a lot of messages on Facebook, Instagram. I take the card payments. I have to set up the bank accounts. So there's a lot of work behind the scenes that, you know, go into this. She also has three little brothers, so we've also got to organise someone to look after them while we get over here to set it all up. But no, it's been a lot of fun. This year she's been super busy. We're only here for the 2 days. So this first day that she's been here, she's probably only sat down, I'd say, for maybe 30 to 60 minutes out of 6 hours so far. So yeah, it's been really good. She's met a lot of people who have followed her on Facebook or Instagram for quite a while and have said, like, I followed you. If there was one stall, it was going to be you that I wanted to see at the Knockout. So, you know, it's always nice to meet people who follow you for quite some time.
And you must be really proud as well.
Super proud, so proud of her. As she said, she started all of this with her own money, so a $100 voucher. And she's turned that into well over $10,000. She has her bank account. She buys everything that you see here, from bubble wrap to tape to the boxes, the tables. It's all her own money. You know, you got to spend it to make it. Yeah, like definitely a life lesson, but she's dedicated, she's determined, and she's very driven, so super proud. I think for Hayla, her dream would to be teach Indigenous art to younger students, which she actually already does. Her school lets her run an art class. So she teaches her, you know, her techniques and designs to a lot of the younger kids at her school. Mm-hmm. But I think long term she would love to do teaching, but she's also really loves animals, you know, native things, being in nature. So something along that lines, which is a lot of the inspiration in her artworks as well.